If I don't post it on Instagram, did it really happen? When I'm faced with a challenge, is the appropriate response to whine? I think this morning of my grandparents. My grandparents faced significant challenges. My grandmother would have been just getting ready to start her adult life at the height of the flu pandemic of 1918. Raising her children occurred in the midst of the Great Depression. I think of people who came of age during the Second World War. I know at Fenwick there were people during the 40s who did not have their graduation at the normal time because they were in Europe fighting for our country. This pandemic, I would say for me, is the first time I've ever faced a significant challenge in my life. I had a lot growing up. Now, my parents, I would argue, were not rich, but we did not lack for everything. And compared to most of the rest of the world, they were quite rich indeed. Perhaps this global pandemic is being allowed by God to teach us something quite important. Namely, that we must turn our attention to others. We must recognize the human dignity that resides in everyone, and that Jesus never promised us an easy life. He promised us a faithful one if we cooperate with him. The Blessed Mother is a model, I think, for us today. It can be easy to forget because we become so used to the glory of the resurrection and her place in heaven, to forget that her life on earth was one tremendous difficulty after another. Beginning with the moments, I suspect, right after she said yes to God. Was there a moment? I suspect there was. When she said, "Oh dear Lord, what have I done?" And then, how do you broach this topic with your husband-to-be? You're pregnant. It's the Holy Spirit, dear. That's not an easy thing for us to believe. At least she could have had the decency, I would have thought, if I were Joseph, to tell the truth. And we live in an age in the church where these are challenging times indeed. People are not practicing their faith. Young generations are not concerned with rules. We may think they are, but they're not. They're not getting married in the church. They're not getting married at all. They're not showing deep signs of commitment to job. It is a time where the values of the church are not values that they share. They challenge the church's teaching on almost every significant hot-button issue. The pandemic itself proposes an unbelievable challenge. Financial. Institutions will close, have already. We will not have the free flow, at least for a while, of the economic generosity or the benefits of that generosity, because we're not seeing people giving in that way. And probably for legitimate reasons, because a lot of people don't have jobs, or they're concerned they won't have jobs, and so they're holding on. Now, this isn't meant to be simply a Debbie Downer kind of homily, because we have the example of the Blessed Mother. The task for Jesus was great, but the task in some ways for her was greater. She did not understand this son of hers at all. How often is it that we see her reflecting on the events of her life. What was she certain about? God. And she began to realize, being with Jesus at the complete end, that things made sense to her. But even when they didn't, she continued to remain faithful. That, I think, is the challenge for us. And as Dominicans, we are made especially for that. How often does she reflect and hold things and treasure them in her heart? How often does she see events that are both unbelievably difficult, like witnessing the public shaming execution of her son? And how often does she witness the miraculous deeds that he does in the presence of all? I think that we are called to be the next greatest generation. But we do that by sacrificing. We as a nation, I think, have lost the sense and the importance of sacrifice. We are whining about having to wear masks in public. A sacrifice. What is it that we will sacrifice today in the name of Jesus? I think of my grandmother, who always was known to say, whenever anything difficult occurred, offer it up. Make up what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Draw yourself closer to Jesus, as the best example did, Mary, our Queen in heaven.